This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As you know, if you've kept an ear to the business and economic news the past four-ish years or so, you know that we, American consumers, have been buying prodigious amounts of stuff. Early in the pandemic, mostly, we have shifted to services since. Sudeep talked about this a little bit. But the fact of the matter is that our homes and apartments are bursting at the seams. Hence, this. In the past 5 years, the self-storage industry has added more than 265 million square feet of rentable space across the country. That's about 10 square miles. Data comes courtesy of the real estate research firm Yardi Matrix, which also says nearly one in five Americans rents storage space away from home. So either we've got too much stuff or there is something else going on, or maybe both. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
Brian Whittam is showing me around one of the newest self-storage spaces in the Baltimore area. He leads the Mid-Atlantic division at Extra Space Storage. They're the ones with the green signs. And if you're picturing rows of low-slung buildings with roll-up doors on the outskirts of town, that's not what this is.
We want it to be sort of the Nordstrom's of storage is kind of what we're looking for.
The Nordstrom's of storage includes climate control throughout and giant bay doors where customers can drive in to load and unload their coffee tables and stamp collections out of the elements.
Unique feature for this one, too, is you can see all the security that we have, all the cameras and everything.
Huge monitors show customers what a security guard would see. Every angle of the brightly lit building.
So right from when you pull in, you're in a safe space, clean space, secure space.
And then right across the street, we're looking at your competitor over there.
Public Storage, yep.
Public Storage, the chain with the orange signs. I actually counted seven self-storage spaces, including another Extra Space, in a stretch of about 3 miles along I-83.
So is this kind of like Burger King and McDonald's? Like, it's okay to be across the street from your competition because there's that
absolutely
much demand?
Yes.
Whittam says this almost 800-unit space in Timonium, Maryland, opened almost 4 years ago during the pandemic, when a lot of us cleared out space to work at home and a ton of people moved. In the office, I find Tasha Brown buying boxes and inquiring about storage for an unexpected move.
Unfortunately, I have to move out of our dwelling that we lived at for 6 years.
Her landlord had stopped paying the mortgage and lost the property to foreclosure.
So, very unfortunate, but I have to get boxes to pack up my stuff and my children.
Another force has been driving the recent explosion in storage space: investors. Frank DeSalvo leads self-storage investment sales at Franklin Street Real Estate Services. He says at the same time migration grew during the pandemic,
we had this really cheap capital, right? 3%, 4% interest rates. And it needed a place to go. Everybody wanted to, you know, spend the money.
But many of the traditional commercial real estate investments, apartment buildings, shopping centers, office space, weren't doing so hot.
And self-storage really kind of came to a new level during that time period because it was very safe.
Safe, DeSalvo says, because self-storage holds up pretty well during recessions when more people and businesses have to downsize or move. But now, DeSalvo says, some markets have too much storage space. Delinquencies and vacancy rates have been rising. Still, the industry can count on one thing.
The American economy is built on consumption, right? We need to buy more.
Ushma Pandya is co-founder of Think Zero, a waste reduction firm. Consumer spending on goods keeps growing in spite of inflation. Meanwhile, a whole industry has grown up around decluttering.
We have all this stuff that we're all trying to get out of our house. And I'm like, why'd we buy it?
At the Extra Space Storage in Timonium, I find Steve Crawford unloading a shovel and hedge trimmer from his SUV to move into his 10x10 storage space. What else has he got in there?
Things I can't fit in my house. Excess clothes, furniture, music, equipment, all kinds of stuff.
Crawford is a longtime customer, like 40% of the people who rent from Extra Space. He lives in a three-bedroom townhouse with no basement for his gear.
You ever wonder, why am I paying to store all this stuff? I should just get rid of it.
Once a month, when I see the bill.
The bill is now $273 a month. He's trying to pare down the stuff he stores here and hopes to eventually let the space go. In Timonium, Maryland, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.